Premier Doug Ford announced Ontario's largest ever cabinet following a reshuffling Thursday afternoon. The new cabinet will consist of 36 ministers, 21 of whom were in cabinet already, making it the largest cabinet in Ontario's history. Cabinet ministers earn about $165,000 while MPPs earn about $116,500. Among those ministers who were shuffled is Stephen Lecce. He's being moved out of education to become the Minister of Electricity and Electrification. Todd Smith got the education portfolio. MPP Stephen Clark was reinstated into cabinet as Government House Leader after resigning from his previous role as Housing Minister in September. Clark's resignation came after an investigation into his Greenbelt land swap actions, where Ontario's Integrity Commissioner and First Nations leaders called for his removal. As someone who has given my life to serving the people through our democratic institutions, it is my responsibility to adhere to the principles of ministerial accountability, he wrote on X when he resigned. The RCMP is investigating the land deals. The government claims the changes in ministers will help follow the government's plan to rebuild the economy, including building Highway 413 and the Bradford Bypass. Opposition leader Marit Stiles of the NDP described the Hail Mary shuffle as brutal. After another disastrous year of failures and scandal for Doug Ford, people are worse off, she said. Ford also announced the legislature was being adjourned for 19 weeks. Ford is taking a 19-week extended vacation and giving more of his MPPs a raise in the biggest cabinet in provincial history while people struggle to find a home, get a doctor and make ends meet, Stiles said. It'll take more than musical chairs at the cabinet table to fix this government, she said. Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie also shared her disapproval of the recent changes. She posted a video on her X account criticizing Ford's government and where they are focusing spending. Ontarians should take a look back on this sitting and ask themselves, what has the government done for them? She said. Lecce jumped to his new role saying the province will work towards boosting its energy supply to build the economy. We're going to deliver the largest infrastructure build in Canadian history, he said. Ford said the determinations for the shuffle were made with economic growth in mind. As our province and economy continue to grow, this is the team that is working side by side with workers, businesses, labor partners, Indigenous leaders and every member of Team Ontario to rebuild our economy, Ford said. Other ministers will remain in their positions, including Health Minister and Deputy Premier Sylvia Jones, and Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy. Stiles also took to X shortly after the announcement to criticize the changes. She said she disapproved of the size of the cabinet in response to media reports posting the list of ministers. Biggest yes. Dot but also more expensive. All aboard the Ford gravy train, she wrote. Ford's office added the planned economic changes will follow the Ontario government's commitments, including keeping costs down by fighting the carbon tax and training more people for rewarding careers in the skilled trades. This shuffling comes less than a year after the previous cabinet changes made in September 2023. We're at an important moment in our province's history with clear choices. Our team is choosing growth and prosperity, Ford said. We're choosing lower taxes and better jobs with bigger paychecks.